A tragic end in the search for two teenagers at Whopper Falls at Yandina, with police divers recovering their bodies overnight. Police officer John Marnie was there telling Nine how the tragedy unfolded just after 2:30 p.m.
The 17-year-old female who was swimming has got into difficulties. A friend of the 17-year-old, a male person, has jumped in to try to assist.
The young girl's body was recovered about an hour later, while the teenage boy was found deceased just after nightfall. Whopper Falls remains closed today as investigations continue. A man is lucky to be alive after falling close to 20 metres from a cliff at Noosa Heads on Saturday morning. The 47-year-old, who was visiting from Perth with his family, suffered shoulder, neck and arm injuries when he landed in water below at the base of the cliff at Paradise Caves near Sunshine Beach. Multiple agencies responded to the emergency, including the Queensland Fire Department, police, Queensland Ambulance and Surf Lifesavers, who then called the Life Flight Rescue Helicopter. The man was stabilised and winched on board before being airlifted to Skoo in a stable condition. A man and woman have been denied police bail to appear in court today, accused of a high-speed chase in an alleged stolen car on the Sunshine Coast. It'll be alleged the 31-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman were tracked by Polair, travelling in a blue Ford Ranger from Maroochydore to Coochin Creek just after 5 p.m. on Friday. Police allege the vehicle tried to evade them, the pair then exiting that car and entering another vehicle before being apprehended shortly after. The 31-year-old male is charged with 17 offences, including serious assault police while armed, two counts of breach of bail and 23 charges for unrelated matters, while the woman's been charged with four offences and 36 charges for unrelated matters. Also today, the first three hostages have been released from Gaza as the Israel-Hamas ceasefire began overnight. The three women have been transferred to the Red Cross and handed over to Israeli forces 471 days after they were taken captive by Hamas. And Donald Trump has arrived in Washington ahead of his inauguration, his second 4 years after he departed the city as his supporters stormed the Capitol.